Lawyers Mark Neejame and David Haas cited irreconcilable differences in their motion last week. But Neejame says it's nothing personal.
That's why a lot of times people don't represent friends and family, because it does get personal. She's been a public servant for 24 years in this area. She's done a phenomenal amount of good. We continue to support her personally and professionally, but we simply believed that it was not best for us to continue to represent her.
His motion cited hostility with Brown, but on Tuesday, he said it was more like arguing with a spouse or friend.
It's simply a breakup. And sometimes you break up, and sometimes you break up, and you don't talk again, and sometimes you break up because it's best to remain friends.
Sporting a lipstick mark on his cheek after a kiss from Brownie, James says he'll be instrumental in picking her new counsel, which must be done by a September 7th status hearing. Her trial is set for November 17th after the general election. The Congresswoman maintains her innocence as she faces 22 charges of mail and wire fraud relating to her involvement in a fraudulent charity. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.